This is an AudioTeach audio. Find out more at audioteach.com. Testosterone warrior lifestyle. The actions you take, and more importantly, the habits you create, are continuously shaping your epigenome and literally programming your body to make more or less testosterone. This happens at the genetic level through epigenetics. Unlike your fixed genetic code, your epigenome remains malleable throughout life, offering a powerful opportunity to influence health outcomes through lifestyle modifications. The actions you take or don't take, moment by moment, code not only your testosterone production, but your health by turning genes on and off along your genome. Historically, human survival required constant movement, natural nutrition, and environmental exposure. Movement wasn't optional, it was essential for survival. We didn't need nutrition trackers because unprocessed foods naturally supplied all required energy and recovery nutrients. Natural light governed sleep patterns, established metabolic timing, and directly controlled hormonal balance. This represented normal existence and the lifestyle your body is still programmed for. Does your lifestyle promote testosterone or inhibit it? Let's go over the fundamental lifestyle habits that can literally program your body to make more testosterone. Number one, avoid xenoestrogens and other endocrine disrupting chemicals. Many will say diet, sleep, and exercise are the three most important lifestyle factors for healthy testosterone. I believe nothing else on this list matters much if your endocrine system is being poisoned by industrial chemicals that end up in your food, drinks, and personal care products. EDCs will slowly kill you, making you fat and sick along the way. As we saw in The Perilous Journey, EDCs wreak havoc from the hypothalamus all the way down to the gene expression. Avoiding the toxins in your environment that damage your endocrine system should be a top priority if you are serious about having healthy testosterone. Avoiding EDCs will take major lifestyle modifications for most people, starting with not using plastic food storage containers, drinking only from stainless steel or glass, not plastic water bottles, and not microwaving food in plastic containers. But there are so many lifestyle modifications like these you need to make in order to reduce EDC exposure. I've included an extensive set of prompts you can use to identify the EDCs and detailed ways to get them as much as possible out of your life and out of your body. 2. Sleep long and deep. Move a lot during the day and sleep well at night, because sleep is when your endocrine system wakes up, your body rebuilds, and your hormones do their thing. Sleep in complete blackness. Try to get 7 to 9 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Your bedroom should be dark and cool, between 65 and 68 degrees. Shut off all blue light emitting screens 60 minutes before lights out. Go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time every day, including weekends. Try to get morning sunlight exposure within 30 minutes of waking up. This regulates your circadian rhythm. If you snore, get checked for sleep apnea. It's killing your testosterone. Also, research mouth taping. This is one of the best things I ever did for my health. 3. Eat a clean, whole food diet. We just covered diet, so I'm not going to repeat it here. but I would like to reiterate the importance of eating clean, unadulterated, nutrient-dense food. Whole food diets based on nutrient-dense, unprocessed foods provide the essential building blocks for optimal endocrine function. Throughout history, societies that consumed whole foods maintained active lifestyles and aligned their rhythms with natural cycles, enjoyed robust health that lasted well beyond what we consider normal today. As a society, we have strayed from the simple truth. What is widely accepted as food today is slowly killing us. All you have to do is look around at all the obese, sickly people to see that this is true. True health occurs when you eliminate the factors that compromise cellular energy production and provide your body with the raw materials it requires for optimal function. Nutrient-dense whole foods activate your body's innate capacity to thrive, which is why the diet I've included in this audio program is simple. Eat clean, unprocessed, toxin-free, nutrient-dense food. Look in the resource section for food lists and a diet plan prompt based on your particular needs. Number 4, try intermittent fasting. If you're used to gobbling down 3, 4, or 5 meals a day and snacking in between, then intermittent fasting may seem strange at first. And that certain part within you, which we'll meet in the next section, might try to dissuade you from trying it. But if you're like me and stick with it, you'll soon see there are several benefits to eating less during the day. I don't mean eat less calories, I just mean less meals. I still snack here and there or drink a protein shake during the eating window, but generally I eat one big meal a day and now it feels completely normal. And no, I didn't lose any muscle mass for all you 6 meals a day promoters out there. Eating one big meal a day is liberating because you're not always thinking about and fixing the next meal. Intermittent fasting promotes beneficial metabolic epigenetic adaptations that enhance androgen hormone sensitivity. It's about optimizing your body's hormonal environment to support optimal testosterone levels. Start with a 16-8 protocol, which means 16 hours fasting with an 8-hour feeding window, water, black coffee, and unsweetened tea only during the 16-hour fast. Remember, we are reducing the eating window, not calories, because calorie-restricted diets are not pro-testosterone, and cutting calories too drastically sends your body into survival mode, not performance mode. 5. Move more. You are not built to sit. The human body is a machine designed for movement and action. No movement means no stimulus for testosterone production. Sedentary lifestyle reduces histone modifications that normally occur with physical activity, failing to activate testosterone-promoting gene expression. The modern lifestyle promotes extended sitting periods and reduced physical activity, compromising metabolic processes. Unused muscles deteriorate, impairing blood glucose control and sustainable energy production. Sedentary behavior reduces blood flow, promotes fat accumulation, and diminishes physical stamina. Eventually, minor physical efforts become overwhelming, creating a downward spiral of reduced activity and a worsening of physical conditions. When you spend your days sitting around, you're telling your body there's no need to maintain peak physical condition. Keep moving throughout the day. Take the stairs. Walk between buildings instead of catching rides. Your ancestors hunted and fought to survive. Honor that legacy by refusing to become a piece of furniture. All movement is good, like walking, biking, dancing, swimming, and so on, but there are some movement that influences testosterone more than others. Moving more is good, but to really get your testosterone factory producing requires you take movement a step further. There are two proven forms of exercise you can do to improve your testosterone. First, resistance training. Nothing builds testosterone like heavy compound lifts. Squats, deadlifts, bench press, overhead press, and rows are king when it comes to testosterone. These movements recruit the largest muscle groups and trigger the biggest hormonal response because you are telling your body that you need to grow stronger. High-intensity interval training. Your body responds to emergencies by releasing testosterone and human growth hormone. You can mimic this effect with exercises like interval training, short, all-out effort followed by minimal recovery, 2 or 3 sessions weekly, and separate from your strength training. For example, sprint intervals, 30 seconds maximum effort, 90 seconds recovery with 8 to 10 total rounds. And while cardiovascular conditioning is important, excessive endurance training chronically elevates cortisol and depletes testosterone. Remember, if you tell your body it needs to become stronger, faster, and more resilient by training hard, feeding it well, and letting it completely recover, and you do this consistently, you will become stronger, faster, and more resilient, and your testosterone levels will skyrocket. 6. Get sun. The sun is your friend. Humans evolved under the sun, and we are no different from our ancestors. Just like the cholesterol and low-fat scare narratives they pushed for decades, people are waking up to the reality that sunshine isn't the killer threat it's been made out to be. Now, I'm not advocating burn yourself until red sun exposure, but rather sensible daily sun exposure, which is one of the best things you can do for your health and your testosterone. People that burn easy in sunshine do so usually because their skin is compromised from the junk food diet they eat every day. Sunlight and vitamin D are two critical cofactors in testosterone production. The Leydig cells in your testicles, your testosterone factories, actually have vitamin D receptors. So get 20 to 30 minutes of direct sunlight daily without sunscreen. This regulates your circadian rhythm and supports vitamin D production, both critical for testosterone. Morning sun exposure sets your entire hormonal cascade for the day, and training outdoors when possible provides additional benefits beyond what happens in the gym. Also, consider reevaluating your position on sunscreens. If you still believe that you will sprout a melanoma if you venture into the sun without SPF 50 slathered all over your body, the truth is, sunscreens often have EDCs that can affect your testosterone production. Even worse, many sunscreens contain cancer-causing chemicals that bake and absorb into your skin during sun exposure. Go to www.ewg.org/skindeep to look up your sunscreen and see the ingredients it contains. It may shock you. 7. Stop stressing out. You often hear that stress is a killer and the number one cause of disease. I believe this is true. Chronic stress, fear, and anxiety is how your mind can kill your body if you let it. As we saw in the perilous journey, cortisol inhibits testosterone at several of the steps, and as we will discover soon in the mindset section, it also literally damages our brain function. So chilling out is one of the greatest tools you can develop, not only for testosterone, but for your overall health. And of course, we are not talking about micro or hormetic stresses, which can actually be beneficial. We are talking about chronic, sustained, low-level stress, fear, and anxiety. It makes one who questions question whether or not the constant negative anxiety-causing narratives broadcast day and night by the legacy news networks is intentional. Things you can do to chill out. Begin meditating. Start with 5 minutes and build to 20. Listen to meditation music. Go to audioteach.com and download my free guided 20-minute meditation audio. Practice yoga. Be in nature. Practice box breathing, which means breathe in while counting to four, hold while counting to four, breathe out while counting to four, and then count to four before inhaling again. And take a break from your electronics and the nonstop negative news cycle. 8. Be cold. Brief cold exposure creates a controlled stress response that stimulates testosterone production and builds mental resilience. Cold exposure activates thermogenic genes through epigenetic mechanisms that also support testosterone production. Finish every shower with 30 to 60 seconds of cold water, progressing to 2 to 3 minutes. The comfort of modern life is killing us softly. The body needs hormetic stress and needs to be challenged. Chronic stress is a killer, and temporary stress makes you stronger. 9. Attitude and body language. Competitive, confident behavior creates temporary but repeatable epigenetic modifications. Testosterone levels rise during competition and stay elevated in winners. While we intuitively understand that feeling powerful leads to confident body language, research proves the reverse is equally true. And by adopting powerful physical positions, you feel and become more powerful. Standing in high power poses or taking up expansive space can increase your testosterone around 20% while simultaneously reducing cortisol by up to 25%. High power postures configure the brain to be more assertive, confident, and comfortable while increasing other characteristics associated with elevated testosterone. This creates a powerful feedback loop where physical positioning reinforces psychological states, which in turn maintain the hormonal changes. And 2 minutes is all it takes, so start incorporating occasional power pose sessions into your daily life. And remember, this is not about fake it till you make it, but rather to embody powerful postures until they become internalized, creating lasting changes in both hormonal profiles and self-perception that translate into measurable improvements in how others perceive and respond to you. Check out the prompt section if you're interested in the research behind this. 10. Have sex. Regular sexual activity supports endocrine health and testosterone production. Sexual activity maintains proper methylation patterns in reproductive hormone pathways. Whatever your relationship status, healthy sexual function is a part of your overall hormonal health strategy. 11. Ditch the party life. I'm not going to spend too much time here. Alcohol is a known poison that disrupts your endocrine system and kills your testosterone production. Some drinks here and there are one thing, but if your friends would describe you as a party animal, then it's probable your testosterone production is suffering. Same goes for pot, smoking, which includes vaping, opioids, and other drugs. A little research with the prompts I provide will show that while the party lifestyle may seem fun, it just doesn't coincide with a testosterone warrior lifestyle. You have to choose one or the other. This list of lifestyle habits you can adopt for cultivating healthy testosterone is by far not all-inclusive, but rather the foundational things you can adopt into your life to get solid results. You can literally program your body by adopting the lifestyle habits above to become a testosterone-producing machine. Again, this is if you are otherwise healthy with no genetic defects, physical injuries, or serious disease. The thing is, today, many, and maybe even most, guys will not make the lifestyle changes needed to see positive results. They will move to the next miracle supplement or just give up and go on HRT, unwilling and or unable to put in the effort needed to build a solid foundation of overall hormonal health. And this is the subject of our next chapter and the inspiration behind Testosterone Warrior Mindset. You see, it's all about the mind. Your mindset is the secret. Your mindset is the filter through which you see the world, and your mindset is that from which all your decisions are based. To have a healthy, functional, productive, life-enhancing mindset requires a healthy state of mind. To have a healthy mind requires a healthy brain. Today, as we are about to discover, many of us do not have healthy brains, a condition that could cause someone to continually make poor decisions, be unable to set and see goals through to completion, be unable to focus, be unable to solve problems and think critically, feel apathetic and lack desire and motivation, or be unable to strategically plan or visualize their future. These abilities are all a subset of mental faculties called higher cognitive functions, and lacking the capacity to engage in one or more of these functions can seriously degrade the quality of someone's life. A dysfunctional mindset is a major reason many men today are not able to achieve and maintain natural levels of testosterone. It's not a faulty endocrine system, it's a faulty mindset. If you decide to gorge yourself with sugary junk foods loaded with trans fats, that's a mindset problem, not an endocrine system problem. If you are unwilling to incorporate all of the building blocks of testosterone into your diet, that's a mindset problem, not an endocrine system problem. If you continue to eat food and drink water from plastic containers and use personal care products full of phthalates, that is also a mindset problem, not an endocrine system problem. If you choose to sit on the couch and play video games instead of go to the gym and do a heavy leg workout, that's a mindset problem, not an endocrine system problem. If you live a fast-lane life full of cortisol-producing, testosterone-killing stress and anxiety, that is a mindset problem, not an endocrine system problem. If you like to vape and smoke weed all day and drink 3 or 4 nights a week, well then, that too is a mindset problem, not an endocrine system problem. If you would rather skip the hassle of adopting new pro-testosterone lifestyle habits and start looking for the next miracle testosterone supplement or just jump straight to HRT, well, that also is a mindset problem and not an endocrine system problem. While the modern male endocrine system is perfectly capable of supporting natural testosterone, the modern male mind is often not. Let's find out why.